Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
By the way, she never says no. She never runs from a fight or conflict. She always responds. Teresa Kale Smith, Pittsburgh City Council President. Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
The numbers that I threw out, they're accurate, right?
Well, no. You said 62,000 to 80-some thousand.
I'm sorry, 72 to 88. I apologize.
72, yeah.
That's accurate, right?
And with the increase, it would have been 74, right? With the regular increase without the pay raise, it would have been, with the average 2%, it would have been 74.
So it's 88,000.
So it went from 72, 74 to 87-something, 87.5, I think it is, or 87.6.
So explain this. You're okay with this, Teresa?
I am, and actually, I'll be honest, I advocated for it. I worked with Mayor Peduto, put it forward. I worked with him, advocated for it. Our council members work very hard. They have not had a pay raise in 20 years.
Sure they have. They get the standard raise every year.
The same raise we gave to everyone else.
So to say they haven't had a raise in 20 years is not true.
But no, it is. They haven't had a significant pay raise in 20 years.
Neither have comps.
So, yes, they have, because we don't negotiate their contracts. So if we did, we would absolutely love to pay our officers more. And as a matter of fact, we're putting in today on the agenda is a pay raise for our commanders, because we can do that. So we are putting a pay raise in for them. We put it in once, and they...
Starting police recruit makes $33,050. Average cop salary in this town, $52,000. So to suggest
so
that...
We don't negotiate
and
contracts.
They're out. They put a vest on every day and can get killed. And you're at 88,000.
Absolutely.
Not even
Absolutely.
Close.
Absolutely. My own son's a police officer. I value them tremendously.
Right.
But we don't negotiate their contracts. We don't have that ability. And if we did, I think we'd have a different story. But we don't. And we have a lot of employees that do amazing things in the city of Pittsburgh. And we wish we had the money to pay everyone as much as we...
Yeah, but why do you... They did not get your raise. They get 2%.
Let me just tell you.
Yeah.
So I think Mayor Peduto did a study back... years ago, and it was trying to right-size the salaries for the city of Pittsburgh employees across the board.
Yeah.
City Council was one of the last ones to receive that. And so when he put it forward, I was very thankful, because I think that members, we're trying to attract talent for the future. A lot of, I know myself, I'm not going to run again. I want to make sure that somebody who really cares about the community and who is really talented, who's much brighter than I am, can come in and take that job and use it and be paid, compensated well enough that they're not going to take another job somewhere else and not take this job.
But Teresa, in context, you were talking about this summer laying off hundreds and hundreds of city employees, and you turn around and give yourself pretty much a 23% raise. You're not embarrassed
about
that.
Let me just say, I think, no, I'm not. I'm actually think that our members work extremely hard, and I'm not going to say that. I can't say that enough. And we are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I think when you break it down, one of the members sent me something where it's like 12 cents an hour when you figure how we work constantly. And we are
county council members make less than 15,000.
They're part time. We also are very grateful.
And some argue you should
be part-time. We're also very grateful for the positions that we have. And so a lot of us would do it for free. And a lot of us have done things for free in the community. And a lot of us donate back to the community. But having said that, I think that these members work extremely hard. We have extremely talented, really bright members who I think, and I advocated, so I'm going to say this over and over again, I advocated for this. I think that our members earned their pay raise. It is a one-time, it has been 20 years since they've had a significant raise. According to the study that was done, we could have gone up to $100,000.
Did they study cop salaries and teacher salaries and nurse salaries?
They studied every salary.
Because you're above teachers, cops, and nurses by $30,000. Are you more important than teachers, cops, and nurses?
Are we more important? I think we're probably an equal team with them. I think we work really well with them, and we would advocate all the time. We go on the protest lines for them. We work with them. We advocate for them. The only thing we cannot do is we cannot negotiate their salaries for our public employees. If we could, we would. What we could do is what we just did do, also made sure that they had the Social Security offset, that they had that opportunity to bargain that.
You know, so Teresa, Corey O'Connor's giving it back. He's giving it back.
That's great.
He's not taking it. He said it's shameful. He said it's shameful.
Well, it voted 9-0.
Right.
So it passed 9-0.
Right.
So although I think that, you know, members, and Corey's a very generous person, I think it's great that he's able to give it back. And I think that there's a lot of members that, you know, may give back to the community or may give back into a charity.
Well, there are also a number of members that have side hustles. So, I mean, you could say this is a full-time job,
there's
but a significant number.
That have, no, we also have members that have one income, and this is it.
Mm.
And we also have members raising children on it as well. And I would never, never say that we didn't want someone to have a pay raise in the city.
Do you know anyone in government, anywhere in the country, that ever got a 23% raise in a year? Ever?
What I know is this, there's other people that don't have to give themselves a pay raise like this because they're already well compensated. We are not, and they have not been.
And you, it's okay with you to accept the largest pay raise in the history of the city of Pittsburgh?
I think part of the reason why it's so large is because it has been severely underfunded. And if it wasn't so low initially and comparable to, I think Philly is 140 something, and Pittsburgh,
Philadelphia is five times bigger, ma'am. With all due respect,
but I'm trying to tell you. Well, with all due respect, ours went up to the study said we could go up to 100, and we did not do that.
No study of raising the cops to your salary level, or teachers, or nurses.
No, that's not what I said.
Or public works employees.
We don't control the nurses' salary. We don't control the nurses' salaries.
I didn't say
that would be a different
story.
But
I'm saying that they're there.
We do control, but we do not control even our city employees that are union, because we cannot negotiate contracts.
22.3%.
We have given pay raise to a lot of people who are non-union throughout, including our commanders today.
Teresa Kale Smith, I appreciate you standing up. I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate you taking it on. But you're comfortable with the biggest raise in the history of the city of Pittsburgh?
I'm not uncomfortable. I advocated for it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.